Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Trump visits riot-torn Kenosha, Wisconsin. Joe Biden blames the president for the nationwide violence. Cases of COVID on the rise in more than half of the states. Shootings in New York City pass 1,000 so far this year. Ratings for the NBA playoffs plummet. Also ahead, do you consider Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dangerous? But first, President Trump going to Kenosha today after a series of riots in that city. Wisconsin Governor Evers telling the president to stay home, saying his presence will only make the situation worse. Mr. Trump promising the trip will be focused on thanking law enforcement and members of the National Guard who were deployed to Kenosha last week. Joe Biden returning to the campaign trail after months of staying in his Delaware home. The former vice president speaking in Pittsburgh, where he blamed Donald Trump for, quote, nationwide violence. Major crimes in cities like New York, Chicago, Seattle, Portland, and Minneapolis are up double digits from the same period last year. Mr. Biden apparently wants us to believe that Mr. Trump is responsible for the rise. New cases of COVID now rising across more than half of the nation, even as the outbreak slows in former hotspots Arizona, Florida, California, and Texas. 26 states saw a 5% jump in infections. Despite the spike, the mortality rate is down, but the disease continues to cause great suffering after 6 months. New York City surpassing 1,000 shootings since January with 4 months left in the year. The Big Apple witnessing 13 straight weeks of rising violence. Mayor de Blasio blames the crime wave on the COVID pandemic, unemployment, and a lack of leadership from the White House. But most of the chaos is directly de Blasio's fault. Some basketball fans tuning out. Viewership for the playoffs down 20%. The LA Lakers opening game was the least watched match in more than 5 years, sending a message to LeBron James. Many players are actively promoting social justice, and apparently some Americans would rather not see that. In a moment, radical Congresswoman Cortez. Is she a threat? Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the radical left and its leadership. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez from New York has emerged as the star of the radical left. The question is, how radical is she really? Well, let's analyze her speech at the Democratic convention a few weeks ago. Quote, in fidelity and gratitude to a mass people's movement working to establish 21st century social, economic, and human rights, including guaranteed health care, higher education, living wages, labor rights for all people in the United States, a movement striving to recognize and repair the wounds of racial injustice, colonization, misogyny, and homophobia, and to propose and build reimagined systems of immigration and foreign policy that turn away from the violence and xenophobia of our past, a movement that realizes the unsustainable brutality of an economy that rewards explosive inequalities of wealth for the few at the expense of long-term stability for the many, unquote. Well, Karl Marx could have written that speech. It is a hardcore communistic message. The Congresswoman is calling for guaranteed incomes, guaranteed health care, guaranteed college education, guaranteed jobs, and no one in the private sector could make that happen. Therefore, the government would have to run everything. And that is what communism is. So, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez can say she's a socialist, can say she's whatever she wants to say. But this message makes it quite clear that she wants a totalitarian federal government to call all the shots and therefore would control the lives of every American citizen. So, Fidel Castro would love this. He's smiling. And Ms. Cortez, well, it's never going to happen. We are never going to become a communist nation. But the damage that she is doing to our system is major, because younger people who don't understand what communism and totalitarianism really is, who have no clue, they're attracted to the woman because she's attractive physically and the media has made her a star. Can you imagine if this were 20 years ago and a communist in the Congress of the United States was made a superstar by Walter Cronkite? I mean, it would be impossible. So I believe that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a threat, not her alone, but what she represents. I don't want to give up my economic freedom, to give up my private property, and to live under a totalitarian regime run by people like Ms. Cortez. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, and please consider ordering my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. That's out September 8th. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. More than 25 million people have contracted COVID in 120 countries since February, including 6 million here in the United States. The disease now killing roughly 1,000 people a day in this country. While new therapeutics and better testing has decreased the mortality rate, polls show most Americans do not feel comfortable getting back to normal until doctors develop an effective vaccine. Here's where we stand in the global hunt for that cure. According to the President's Coronavirus Task Force, the Trump administration hopes to have large-scale trials of a vaccine underway by the middle of September this month, with a vaccine available possibly before the end of the year. The Department of Health and Human Services releasing a statement this week saying, quote, "We feel we are absolutely on track, if not a little bit ahead, in terms of our overall objective, which is tens of millions of doses of safe and effective vaccines approved for the end of this year," unquote. Overseas, members of the European Union are conducting their own studies to find a vaccine, with researchers working together from the UK, Spain, France, and Italy. Russian President Putin says his country already has a vaccine. Putin telling reporters that members of his own family have been vaccinated. Global health experts warn people to avoid the medicine from Moscow. It has yet to undergo any meaningful testing. Wow, what a surprise. While the world searches for a cure, the next big challenge for the USA starts this week when millions of students head back to school. At least 30 major colleges, including the University of North Carolina and Kansas State, were hit with a significant outbreak just days after the kids returned to campus in August. Doctors say social distancing and the use of face masks can reduce the transmission of COVID by 80%, especially for younger Americans. But many of them are not avoiding socializing and the parties, and that is considered to be the source of the spread on college campuses. Hello, are you listening, college people? Stay low key. Do not run around socializing. Be responsible. Back after this.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.